It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Horowitz and Graceffo have stepped in to produce the last 2 hours. I'll have to ask them, this week, did they watch or have they made plans to watch the Women's World Cup, any of the action, that new mini-golf show, Holy Moly, starring Steph Curry, or the Big Three, which is coming up on the CBS Sports Network, the three-on-three basketball with the former NBA stars and collegiate stars on Sunday. Women's World Cup, Holy Moly, with Steph Curry, or Big Three. Horowitz, are you there?
I am.
All right, so between those three, have you watched any of those three shows this week, or sports, or will you make plans to?
I would like to catch the second half of the women's game tomorrow. The only issue that I have is, you know, getting home at 7:30 in the morning. It's a little tough for me to get up and catch a noon Eastern kickoff. So hopefully I'll be able to catch the second half. Big three, I'm not a huge three-on-three guy. I understand the allure of it. I'm sure that plenty at home would want to tune in on CBS Sports Network, but I probably won't. And as for the Steph Curry mini golf, I'm all about that. I don't know if I'll be catching it live because of my busy schedule, but I will absolutely every week put that on my DVR.
By the way, I'm looking at Deadline.com that, holy moly, this tells you the power of Steph Curry and also Kenny G somehow playing. I remember Kenny G used to fill some pretty big arenas, and now he's playing the flute on Holy Moly. How about this? Holy Moly, mini golf hybrid, you know, with stunts, 4.82 million viewers.
Everyone loves mini golf.
Wow. Man. All right, so, you know, like Big Bang Theory and repeats, though, you know, the series has ended. It had more than that. Wow.
Who hasn't played mini golf? Everyone loves it. You go on vacation, I don't care where it is, you're playing mini golf on a resort. At a beach place, by a lake. There's always mini golf. Everyone loves it, and everyone loves Steph Curry. It's a win-win in my book.
There you go. And I was just going to say, it's the power of Steph Curry, who, you know, I was talking about the National Babysitting Association to start my broadcast when Kyrie Irving and the report that he was unhappy in, you know, Boston. And I think it's just a setup to join the Nets, right? Probably Durant will come too. That they're, you know, Harden and Paul reportedly have issues, and LeBron's drama, and Anthony Davis when he was done in New Orleans. That's all folks wearing a T-shirt. And Horowitz, I don't know, you guys probably weren't listening. Graceffo probably was just waking up. Is that I said with Zion and some of the raw, real emotion from those players drafted in the first round, that I hope this is the start of a new generation of NBA players who really appreciate the path, what they're doing, and the fans. I really hope we're going to see a resurgence, a little old school, because I kind of feel it with Zion. I really do. I think we're going to see, we're going to see it, because everyone, there are a lot of whiners in the NBA. Guys who are, you know, Kyrie's going to make, what, $35, $40 million a year? These guys that find a way to complain. How do you complain when you make a living playing sports? How do you find a way to complain? I'm also looking at Steph Curry, and holy moly, and it kind of fits his image. Steph is one of the good guys, right? And there he is in a mini golf hybrid show on ABC with almost 5 million viewers. That's the power of Steph and the power of mini golf. And Horowitz, you're right. I think I'll be playing some, I'll go hit the range, hit some balls with my son Ace, and we'll get in 18 of mini golf, argue. I'll make them putt the last three holes because I can't lose. So that's, you got to putt out. That's good, Dad. No, I thought it's a putter like Dad. No. No, you're only up two. We got two holes left. Game on.
Are you then running back to the car to break out your actual putter?
Oh, I'm anybody who shows up with the real putter at mini golf, you have issues. or they will usually give me the real short one, and I really think my two sons, Legend 11 and Ace 12, I think they plant the short one with me because then I'm hunched over like I just suffered a severe back break of cartilage and I can't putt. And they give me the pink ball. They'll pick the balls for me. They'll give me the pink one a lot. And I'm thinking, oh, psychological warfare with the kids. I get it. Time for a conspiracy theory. Oh, our mini golfs, I can't do it like on a Sunday afternoon because when people are lined up, my kids, I don't know if it's a first, but my kids hit into other groups in front of us. Like the people aren't even, the guy's picking up his ball and whatever kid is mad or me that they just blew it on the last hole, you're hitting into the other people. It would be funny to film because it's too competitive. And, you know, I'm looking at this holy moly thing, Kenny G. Okay. I have never... I maybe took a date to a mini golf place when you're in high school, right, Horowitz?
Yeah.
But if that's going to be your game, you know, and the Kenny G concerts were awesome date concerts. Are you kidding me? Oh, my Lord. You know, he's playing the theme. Again, the theme from Titanic. I don't know how that's a love song, but it is. Or Don't Make Me Wait for Love. Kenny G concerts back in the day, like, you know, early 90s, were awesome. Go out for a great dinner. You take your girlfriend to a Kenny G concert. Oh, man. Now he's doing holy moly. That's when I saw Kenny G doing, the photo popped up, I'm like, holy moly. Now everybody's going to have, you watch, I bet they'll be, with those ratings, Mark my words, Horowitz. There will be a professional mini golf league that will show up on one of these TV networks.
I need it. I need it like I need oxygen.
I'm telling you, it is coming. I guarantee it. And it, not mini golf like, you know, when my feet are getting clipped in my sandals by the windmill that was put on in 1979. Okay? Is that... I'm talking like a really advanced mini golf course, right? It's coming. Professional mini golf. I guarantee it.
And you pack that you know, area with fans like the Waste Management Open. Let's go.
Miller Lite Mini Golf League and everybody, and you do it in the Bronx. Just getting, and you have to, this isn't like, you know, paddles up and quiet at a PGA or LPGA or Champions event. Fans can just get on you. You know, like, you go to putt, you're down two, clips the windmill, and the crowd goes, windmill, windmill.
T Take my money right now. If you can get this going, I'll give you all my money. I want in.
All right. Well, I'm just going what you just said, though. It's a combination. It's Steph and maybe it's Kenny G, where the girl sank a putt. The next thing you know, Kenny G pops up out of the mini golf course. What's next, Urkel?
They got to recreate the course from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, I'm professional mini golf.
You're going to die, clown.
Everybody would think they could chase their dream. And what you do is your league, listen to this. This is unbelievable idea. Anybody steals it, we got the podcast where I can sue them. Is that because it's my intellectual property. That and CBS Sports. That you have the mini golf courses are put in cities all across North America. And there are local qualifiers every week where someone gets a chance to go play in one of the TV events, right?
Let's do it.
I'm gonna do it. Holy moly!
We use your clout, your name behind it. We can get this thing going.
Oh man, I'll be the Tiger Woods of mini golf. What's your name? Huge shooter, but that doesn't sound right. I was trying to play off of Shooter McGavin.
You said it, my jaw hit the floor.
Yeah, hold on. As soon as I said it, your jaw, my jaw was dropping when I said it. I'm like, I don't think that's mini golf. If that's my nickname. I don't think that's mini golf.
Oh my gosh!
That's pay per view channel. Oh my gosh, I'm going to do the professional mini golf. Somebody will do it. 5 million viewers? Are you kidding me? You don't think, all right, CBS Sports Network, CBS, with NBCSN, NBC, Fox has 5 channels, that somebody's not going to think to do professional mini golf, but you need to have the outrageous courses like Holy Moly has. I'm telling you, it will work. All right, we do have some huge questions as Graceffo and Horowitz join us for the final 2 hours. A couple things we're talking about. Do you think there's too much whining by the majority of NBA players? And Steph Curry is a good guy, right? Look, holy moly, this show. And he's still one of the good guys. Second question. And off that Equality Act story that I talked about and delivered a huge opinion, should a high school boy who wants to identify as a girl, is transgender in terms of his identification, be allowed to play on girls' sports teams? It happened in Connecticut. This Equality Act debate is still out there. You tell me. Because girls can play on boys' teams. You know, Title IX is a protection for everybody that I, as a father of boys and girls, that I love. I believe at the high school level, there's total fairness with boys and girls sports today across this country. I don't know about Canada and their school system, but in America, it is. Colleges, I think it's fair because you get the 85 scholarships for football. That provides 85 scholarships to fund 3, 4, 5 female college teams at a school. So that's a win-win. It's where, like with UConn and the reports are going back to the Big East, that if they decide to give up football, then you're going to lose a lot of female athletic scholarships at UConn. And there are a lot of schools not making a dime off of football. Everybody doesn't have an SEC network or Big Ten network deal. So that's another huge opinion that we'll get into later. Maybe not this show, but later this summer. But you tell me, just that question, we've had great feedback. If a boy decides that, because if a girl decides that she wants to be identified as a man, joining a boys' team is no issue. But if a boy, and this goes back to this equality and non-discrimination and a hybrid between this proposed Equality Act and Title IX, should a boy who identifies as a girl be allowed to play on girls' high school teams and maybe even college teams one day? You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. We also have the question with the College World Series wrapping up next week or this upcoming week in Omaha, Nebraska. I've been there a couple times. If you like baseball, it is a great event. It is a fan fest meets baseball palooza. So without your own team involved, best sports events, and I think that would be more than one game, in America and Canada. 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Horowitz and Graceffo are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Seth Canner will have another update here in about 6 minutes. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. On to the audience we go. Bob in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, Bill.
Hey, Bob?
Yes.
How you doing?
Okay, I want to talk about the situation here between the sexes, male and female, and athletics in particular. It's a way of determining this situation, whether you should be on a boys' team or a girls' team. And it's scientifically bulletproof, believe me, 100% proof. I don't care if you have an operation, if you're a male, change into a girl or a woman. You've got one thing that you're born with that will never change. That's your DNA, and you can't change it.
So if you Thank got, you, Bob.
If you had an operation to become a female, right, you're still a male.
Right. I understand where you're coming from, Bob. Thanks for the call in Maryland. Larry in New Hampshire, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening, Huge. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, my friend.
I have some firsthand experience that I wanted to share with you. I felt compelled to call, actually, because I'm a high school sports referee. And I've officiated both male and female sports, varsity JV level. And this spring, I was doing girls JV lacrosse, and it was very obvious that there was actually a boy playing on one of the teams. And the reason I'm dead set against that is not so much how it affects the person that's switching the gender, but it changes the game, because what was happening is all the girls, when they would go to try to get a loose ball that's on the ground, and this boy, who was dressed as a girl, obviously, would run towards them, they would back down. And they, in a sense, surrendered the ball to the boy. So it completely changes the dynamic of the game. To me, it's more than just a fairness issue to the person. It's a fairness issue to all the participants in the game.
Thank you, Larry, in New Hampshire. And what's interesting in this conversation over the last hour or so, nobody is being negative towards somebody having that choice or what they feel. This is about the sports side of this and what Martina Navratilova said, that it's not fair. It isn't. If your heart says you want to be identified as a woman, that's your choice. But because you were born a boy or male, you now have a huge competitive advantage in sports. And what does playing that sport do to help you identify in terms of where you're at with your sexuality? This is all the gray area. Because what I've heard from all the callers, what I've read from at Saturday Huge on Twitter, nobody has come after the transgender community. Nobody. This is about what is fair for high school. We haven't even talked about college. We haven't even talked about that. What is fair at the high school level for sports? That's what this question really is all about. Let's go to James in South Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. It's funny. I've been to the Masters 5 times, and you never have. And I'm a diehard college baseball fan, and you've been to Omaha, and I've never been to Omaha. I probably wouldn't go to Omaha unless my team was playing. And to be honest with you, I've enjoyed watching the College World Series this year when my Gamecocks weren't playing and Clemson wasn't playing, because I'd have to pull definitely against them so I can actually sit down and enjoy watching baseball. But if you ever get a chance to go to the Masters, you got to go. As far as the gender thing, you know, women have their sports and guys have their sports for a reason. And it's basically because of the makeup of the two genders. And I don't think it's fair on the high school level, college level, or the pro level. I didn't think it was fair when Annika Sorenstam played a couple of PGA tournaments, because she ended up ousting a couple of guys who that's their livelihood to play in those golf tournaments. You have the PGA for a reason, and you have the LPGA for a reason. So the two should be separate, unless both sides have something to gain, and the guys have nothing to gain by beating the women, and the women have everything, including the embarrassment of the guys if they beat the guys. So some things should be kept separate. But I love your show.
Thank you for the call from South Carolina, James. Appreciate the love here on CBS Sports Radio. I know we have a ton of callers. I promise we'll get to your huge opinions in our next segment. You want to join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. That's interesting. He just brought up the LPGA Tour. That what happens if somebody has a male golfer has a sex change operation, wants to identify as a female, and sues the LPGA Tour to try and qualify for LPGA offense? This conversation is just around high schools right now. And you had the story from the two transgender-identifying males in Connecticut dominating girls' track. I think it's simple. You know, you're born a male. You have to, at the high school level, you have to play on boys' teams. You're born a female. You play on girls' teams, but again, this is, girls have wrestled because there's not a wrestling program. Girls have played on a football team, both positions and kicking. You know, girls have made a boys' golf team when there's not enough girls to field a girls' golf team. So you get into this equality and this Equality Act, which the House of Representatives passed at the end of May in our nation's capital, and you get into Title IX, which says there won't be discrimination based on gender. Now, gender would identify you in your or on your birth certificate. But you get into this and you start, I'm telling you, the high schools are going to do the unisex teams. Open tryouts for all boys and girls for our unisex volleyball team. Not co-ed. It could be deemed co-ed. But it's not going to be half girls, half boys. It will be, because there's the protection for the equal opportunity in Title IX, but there is nothing in America that guarantees you a spot on any sports team anywhere. Nothing. Nothing. To the callers online, your huge opinions are next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo and Horowitz are producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Canner with another update in less than 20 minutes. A lot of conversation tonight on multiple fronts. This Equality Act, which I agree, I think everybody should be protected in America, but when it comes to playing sports at the high school level, transgender identification. A kid can say, identify as a woman, and there are kids in spots in America right now playing on girls' high school sports teams. So girls get to play on the boys' teams just because they can make the team or the sport isn't offered at that local school. I believe in Title IX. I think it's helped middle school, high school, and college sports for girls immensely in this country, and I speak as a father. I believe in protection for everybody, but man, the physical advantage of being a boy, announcing you're identifying as a girl, and then playing on girls' sports teams at the high school level just isn't fair. That's my opinion. What's yours? You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Someone also just sent us a tweet and a link inside the world of professional mini golf, Horowitz. We were talking about almost 5 million people watching that Steph Curry mini golf hybrid show, holy moly, on ABC, that there's a professional mini golf tour.
There is. Like currently.
I think. I mean, I know some, I'm getting tweets that, you know, Lee Pelletieri says, I remember as a kid, ESPN used to show pro mini golf on Sundays around 12, 1 p.m. I used to love it. Made me think one day I could be a pro athlete. Also, Stacy Pananuzio says, I'm in Pensacola, I assume Florida. Won't males identifying as females and competing in high school sports not negate Title IX? That's part of this ongoing debate, Stacy. Thanks for listening. Down in Florida. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Let's go to Steve in Wisconsin. Thanks for the wait, and you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for answering. You know, I was a state champion in high school, went to college, had a shot at the Olympics, coached several state champions and state record holders. It's a slippery slope. You know, if a guy says he's a girl, he's still going to have the genetics and the physical, you know, better. It is what it is. And I get you want equality. I get that. But I wouldn't want my daughter going against, my young daughter going against, well, technically a boy that changed to a girl, you know? So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to resolve this. I really don't.
And that's why I brought it up, Steve, and thanks for the call from Wisconsin, that because of Title IX, and as Stacy in Pensacola, Florida said, that it could, you know, some might see this as a path to get rid of Title IX. I mean, Lord knows when it comes to politics what the true intent is. Let's go to Pat in Ohio. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, good evening. Hey, good evening, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Pat.
Hey, I was just thinking, I would love for any institution to be able to fill their team with whomever they want. Whoever they want is a unisex team, whoever they think is the best fit, whatever fits their agenda, the culture. But keep on playing for the same amount of TV revenue money, other championship money, other revenue that comes to the schools, high schools, concession stand sales, and see what happens. That's when, like, the cruel reality of physical equality will set in. You know, the two sexes are beautiful together, but we have to accept certain things, is that men are generally bigger, faster, and stronger, and you know, we will dominate a sports environment on, you know, not every level, but most.
And Pat, so, I'm glad you bring that up, and thanks for listening in Ohio, that a woman could beat me in golf right now. A woman could beat me running track right now. And I'll even go back to, I'll go back to being 18, being a senior in high school. A woman could beat me in golf, could beat me in, you know, cross country running, you know, 3 miles, could beat me in track. You know, I don't think a woman at 18 could take my spot or be better than me in baseball, football, basketball. A woman could beat me in tennis easily. At 18 or now at 57. I just played in the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give Pro-Am. And Jennifer, or Tiffany Joe from UCLA, she's better than me. Obviously, she's a pro. And there are women, amateurs at courses at, what am I, 10 handicap, 8, 7 to 10. There are women who can beat me. Now women get, you know, the red tees. Seniors get it, you know, you set it up on an advantage based on your age or your gender, and I don't have an issue with it. When I play in an outing, if there's three women in a group and they hit for the red tees, I'm like, oh, it's not fair. No. It's a discussion that I really appreciate the audience. This hasn't been a homophobic conversation. There hasn't been anybody saying we need to remove transgenders from our society. No. This has been about what is not fair to a high school girl in sports if a boy decides he's going to identify he is going to identify as a female and is allowed to play sports on female teams. That is a debate that I think will grow in intensity, and it's at the high school level, and it could get to the college level, and this isn't paranoia or fear. It is honest conversation, looking at everything. Because in equality in America, with the Equality Act that the House of Representatives passed, when that guy who has a sex change operation wants to qualify at an LPGA Q school qualifier, whatever the process is, Symetra Tour, how can they deny him? Now he's had the sex change operation like Caitlyn Jenner. You know, how legally, how will you deny that? That's where all this is at. This will be about lawyers and politicians and school districts, and I think the easy answer, and what I've said the last hour and a half, will be unisex teams, all genders, all trans, male, female, you'll be able to go out. The best will make a team. We won't have female and male. That could cover us under Title IX and cover us under this Equality Act if it becomes law. There you go. School district's lawyers will look at it and say, this is what we need to do. Then people will see if it's fair or not fair, and they'll adjust with new legislation, new laws. That's how it works in America. 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Dan in Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, well, we're right here, buddy. Thanks for the wait.
That's okay. I'm going to attack this from more of a little bit of scientific point of view. There should be a testosterone test because that's what makes males bigger, faster, stronger on average. Not everybody. And if a male actually wants to become a female, they will have the operation and they'll take the drugs that reduces the testosterone. That may not be politically correct, but am I wrong?
Dan, no one's wrong, and thanks for your opinion out of Illinois. No one's wrong giving their opinion on any topic in this country. Nobody's wrong. You know, the key is a high school kid hasn't had, I believe if you've gone through that process and had the sex change operation, then playing on the girls' team, I think, is a different conversation than identifying that you're transgender. I think that is a different debate. Mario in Atlanta, Georgia, here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How's it going, Huge?
Hey, Mario.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem,
okay,
buddy.
So one thing is, I'm pretty confident that I heard recently on the radio that there was an Olympic athlete, female, that they found she had too much testosterone, and they were like, she's not even a female because she has too much testosterone. And secondly, if there's a real a coach like Atlanta, there's a lot of transgender out here. So if a coach really wants to win, why wouldn't he just take a bunch of transgender boys and put them on his girl team and dominate the sport? And then is that fair to the girls? Now all the girls can't play because all the spots have been taken by transgenders. They're saying, oh, well, we're girls, but they still have the biological makeup of a boy.
Oh, you know, Mario, and I appreciate your huge opinion out of Atlanta, that there will be coaches, there will be schools that will totally manipulate this transgender identifying to have state champions or national champion times in the 100, 200 mile, 10,000 meter, whatever. It's a debate that will continue. But I do appreciate the audience. I really, this has not been homophobic, has not been belittling anybody. It's been about what's fair and truly equal. True equality. Callers online, stick around. North America will hear you next.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.